It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, part one.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Good morning.
It is a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
It's Riot Wednesday.
It's, oh my God. It's like almost the end of what, the second week of Feb already?
Yeah, we're hitting the halfway mark of February. By Friday. Right. Tomorrow is Valentine's.
It feels like yesterday that it was just, you know, Christmas and New Year's. And
well, that's how fast it is when you're having fun.
It's Wednesday the 13th.
Or when you get older.
I know. What does that mean?
It's kind of weird. When you're older, time seems to go faster as you get older.
There's a lot more to do, I think, when you're old. Or bills maybe, to pay.
Or maybe, like, it's just, I don't know, time goes faster when you know you're nearing in on your impending doom.
Yeah, your death.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Okay, let's be positive, folks.
How cruel.
Positive.
We shall try.
And we will fail.
No promises.
No promises, but we shall try. Okay, we've got a topic for you guys today. You know, a lot of, because of the resignation of Pope Benedict,
right,
and a lot of things happening, a lot of people, you know, forgot that it's already campaign period.
Yeah,
oh, that's
true.
Officially open.
I think Tuesday.
Yeah.
Was the start.
I'm
officially.
So happy.
It's now legal for people to say, vote for me.
And sorry, but you're talking about the Pope. Apparently, there must be, they probably know the reason why.
Oh, what?
HBO had aired Mea Maxima Culpa.
Yeah.
Which is a documentary on how the Catholic Church handled the child abuse thing. And the documentary spoke of how it went to, at the time, Joseph Ratzinger, Bishop Joseph Ratzinger, at the time of Pope John Paul.
Yeah.
The second. And he was the one who was supposed to be in charge of handling it. So now they came out with a documentary a week before his resignation. And it's just at least some of the entertainment shows are saying it might be the reason why.
That the reason why he's stepping down.
Mm-hmm. Because of the documentary.
Because of the handling.
Yeah, because of the handling. Because like you were saying,
but
all
that's
the
popes have handled worse.
Well, that's what they're saying. Because the documentary is apparently very, well, you know.
Does
you
it
know
speak how badly of him?
Of course.
Right.
Not just him, and you know, specifically. Although, because the buck stopped with him.
Yeah.
But it's a documentary that came out a week ago. And some were saying that this might be the reason why.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Wow. But, yeah. I think everyone forgot about the campaign period because of the
Because of everything else that's been happening
if,
all
if you're
around.
Talking current events, everyone's talking about the Pope. And, of course, a new Pope by Easter. Which is not so far away, so.
But just like a Pope and the politicians, there is some sort of campaigning that goes on.
Yes,
yeah.
You know?
So actually, today, Chenong suggested we do the top 10 celeb campaign slogans.
Celeb campaign
if
slogans.
If they were running for office.
If they were running for office. So
and let's
for instance,
face it, most of them are.
I know, a lot of them are. For instance, for Batman, ako ang bahala sa inyo. Diba?
Bahala na si Batman.
Bahala na si Batman eh.
Hey. Oh,
really?
And then for Jay Manalo, hindi pwedeng matalo si Manalo. And then for Mahal, mahal niyo ko.
It's actually right. Good. It's actually a good campaign.
Diba? It's so witty eh, kasi mahal niyo ako and mahal niyo ako.
Right.
So I'm for you. I am for the
I
people.
I am for the people.
And so I am your mahal.
I am your mahal. So it's going to be fun. So think of any celebrity, even like we said, even like fictional celebs.
Right.
Like superheroes, cartoon characters. They're celebs too.
Okay. In their own right.
In their,
in
own,
their
right.
own right.
Like mythical celebrities.
Diba? Yeah. So you can come up with your own celeb campaign slogans. So if you want to join us for today, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include our two hashtags, #TheMorningRush and #celeb campaign slogans with an S.
All right, so it's celeb campaign slogans. And since it is a Wednesday, it's a Riot Wednesday, so we're playing music from the 80s and 90s and the early 2000s. Here's a little something I'm sure will bring you back in time. Got C, D, and G all the way till 10.
Oh my God.
Only here on RX 93.1.
Hello, good morning, guys. Welcome to this Wednesday. It is a Ride Wednesday here on Monster Radio RX 93.1. My name is Del. The news. Grammys weekend was a little disappointing for little Justin Bieber. Of course, there was a Saturday Night Live hosting gig, and then his attempts to upstage the award show failed miserably. Now he's fighting back, well, with words at least, against a slight from the drummer of the Black Keys, a band the Grammys treated well, even though they don't really care and whose fans have a little more actual muscle, if not social media, than the Beliebers. Yesterday, TMZ blared the headline, Black Keys drummer, Bieber doesn't deserve Grammys.
Whoa!
What followed was one of TMZ's impromptu interviews with the drummer, Patrick Carney, wherein TMZ asked about Bieber's Grammy nomination snub. Why? Well, we really have no idea why they asked them that, but he says, Carney asked the person behind the camera, he's rich, right?
Oops. Whoa. Wow.
Okay, he's rich, right? Right?
I think he is. Financially naman, his statements are parang sound and whatever.
Right. And then the drummer goes on to say, Grammys are for like music, not for money. And he's making a lot of money. I don't know. He should be happy, I guess. Unquote. This is a little bit of a random dig by someone who seems a bit bemused by the whole situation. That said, Belieber took it personally and took to his Twitter this morning to get, well, a little violent. Saying the Black Keys drummer should be slapped around. Ha ha.
Ooh. I know. I wonder what started it, though. I mean, like, why would the Black Keys guy...
Because they asked that about him. TMZ kept asking, like, what do you think of Bieber? Just like, ugh.
Actually, that was rich, what right? That was what the news was saying. Like, why would you ask the Black Keys about Justin Bieber?
But that's what
I'm
they
sure
do.
There's something there.
Actually, they want to annoy you. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Black Keys are pretty, you know, they're serious musicians. They're not like
they were
a pop
so
act.
Awesome.
Right,
like,
exactly.
I know. So what better to annoy them by asking
them
know,
about
a
like
bop,
a teeny bopper?
Teeny bopper star. Yeah. You know, it's like they're bound to say something bitchy. That's they're baiting him. So mm-hmm. You know how they are so masterful at doing that.
Right. Well, Bieber doesn't like it, and he says somebody should slap the drummer around. Oh my goodness. Let's see what happens. Bieber getting a lot of hate.
It's like future Chris Brown.
He really is becoming future Chris Brown.
I know. Yeah. He's like a very white
or
Chris
wannabe
Brown. Chris White.
Yeah, Chris White.
They should call him Chris White. The white version of Chris Brown.
That's the news. The first one today here on the show. We got more for you as you tune in today, right here on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And before anything else, thank you very much for trending both the Morning Rush and celeb campaign slogans in the Philippines. Thank you.
Thank you very
much. Thank you.
Also, the song from Simple Minds, Don't You, is for Nerdy Gleek Emil, who wanted to hear that today.
I'm sure like one of the reasons why that is played is because of Pitch Perfect.
Yeah,
I
mean,
just like Glee before, di ba? Like yung famous song, the Journey song.
Yeah, Don't Stop Believing.
Don't Stop Believing. It gets a second wind and it gets introduced to the younger, crowd.
I was having a conversation yesterday with Jay on the way to the Monster movie premiere.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he has like a nephew or a niece who was singing along to that song, Don't You Forget About Me. And he started singing along to No Diggity by Blackstreet.
Oh, that's cool.
So Dre was like, wow, you actually know this song. And he goes, yeah, it's from Pitch Perfect.
See?
And Dre was like, no, it's from Blackstreet. You know that? Because like, di ba parang it's it's Blackstreet before
anything. But
that's
a sign that you're old.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, wait, what's that song by Aha?
Take On Me?
No, Crying in the Rain is a super old song.
Yeah. It's Everly Brothers.
Everly Brothers, but when they sang it in the 80s, like I was an 80s baby and I was singing along because of Aha.
I know, there was this game in one wedding. Sway. Yung da 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 da. Stay with me. Sway with me.
That's Michael Bublé.
Yeah. Everyone says Michael Bublé, Michael Bublé.
But it's actually someone else, yeah.
It's way older. They were saying Michael Bublé or Pussycat Dolls.
Right.
Because they also had a song. But a lumang lumang song. Yeah.
Sorry, isn't it Sin?
Okay. It's one of those like super. I don't even know who sang it.
But
it's
first.
Like one of those like really
Let's
old
check.
Songs, diba?
Okay.
Yeah, like, diba, when you say it now, everyone will tell you it's Michael Bublé.
Or like Mo Money Mo Problems by Puff Daddy.
Yeah, it's actually
coming.
It's actually
Ross.
A gay anthem.
I'm coming out, exactly. So
it's actually a gay
You know,
anthem.
You've got all of these nice songs, like Jason
wow.
Derulo's What You Say.
Sorry, it's from 1953.
See?
Sway is English version of Quien Será.
Oh, then abutan mo pa yan.
Quien
Será. Hoy! 1953 combo song by Mexican composer. A Mexican
See,
composer and band
like,
leader.
It's not even like...
Pablo Beltran Ruiz.
Diba? It's not even like a radio hit. It's more of like
Good
a,
job, Pablo.
Diba?
Good job. What? Diba? Wouldn't it be nice
really?
That para years after, your legacy is still there. So to you, Pablo, good job.
Pero that's the sad thing. Nobody would say, oh, it's Sway by Pablo...
By Pablo Ruiz, yeah.
Ruiz.
Yeah, right.
That's the sad that's thing true. About it. At least yung iba, you know that it's from them.
Well, parang mga ano... Like one of the new Flo Rida does this a lot.
Yeah,
he samples.
Covers, he samples old songs.
I like Jay-Z because he samples Broadway tunes before everybody else was doing.
Before it was hip.
Young Oliver, what's that song?
He got hard Knock Life.
Hard
it's a hard knock life for us.
It's a hard knock life for us. No, but I like the original.
And wasn't he just so cool when he
so
started
cool.
rapping with JT at the Grammys?
Yeah.
But he came from the audience and then he walked up the stairs and... As if no show was going on.
No, and he owns it.
He owns it talaga, grabe.
He's just...
He's the man.
He is the definition of swagger.
Yeah.
That's really just what it is. It's like... He's and he knows it.
At saka parang,
he's like, I'm Jay-Z.
Even if kasama niya si Kanye West, who's so mayabang and everything.
Wala.
Next to Jay-Z,
wala
parang,
talaga,
parang
right?
Kanye is alalay. Eh. Oh,
yeah, diba?
Alalay of
Jay-Z. That's Kanye West.
And what's so funny was, Jay-Z was holding like a drink during the Grammys.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, cool. And then when somebody won, Frank Ocean won.
Yeah.
So he went back up with another guy and they started thanking. But Jay-Z was also, it was a collaboration.
Yeah.
Right.
And Jay-Z just let them thank everybody else. And he was like,
I don't care.
Yeah, and then he says, I just want to thank whoever put the hoodie on this guy, like the hat that guy. Because to him, it's like, this is not my one time. I'm going up here.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be earnest about it. I'm going to make a big joke.
Yeah.
Grabe talaga. Wow.
And you know, and you realize.
Saka at the end of the day, nga, the biggest winner that night was Jay-Z because he gets to go home with Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
Diba?
Did you see Katy Perry's boobs?
Yeah.
Well, I've seen them a lot of times.
No, this. At the Grammys, it was weird.
Yeah.
Why?
And apparently, there was a memo for all Grammy goers to cover up.
Why?
Yeah, to cover
it's the
up.
Grammys.
They're not supposed to. They're not supposed to show too much boobs or butt and enough
crazy.
Of the see-through. No, but that's the thing. Did you see what J Lo was wearing?
Did you see what Rihanna was wearing?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was the one who went against the memo. So J-Lo said, well, I got the memo, and that's why she dressed like that. And then when she said that, they flashed a picture of her green Versace dress.
The classic.
Yeah. So she says,
That's crazy. That's the Grammys.
That's the Grammys, I know.
All right, so...
Maybe because they were trying to go for like a broader audience. They wanted kids to watch it too or something like that. I don't know.
So thank you to Chenong and Rambalagtas for sending in the top 10 celeb campaign slogans. Let's start off with LS Dominique. For Juan Ponce Enrile, I'm the Juan. But this is very Cebu Pacific. Like using
or
Juan
Matrix.
For one.
Yeah.
Or Matrix.
Or Matrix.
Camilo says, for Madam Auring, sige, pag hindi niyo ako binoto, maghuhubad ako.
Ay,
boto
nako.
Na natin
Biglang lahat eh, no? By a landslide victory.
For the wrong reasons. A boy named Xander says, for Aubrey Miles, malayo ang inyong mararating.
Kasi Miles.
Kainis. That guy Mark X says, for Johnny Depp, you can depend on me.
You can depend.
Dapat ganun na pagkasabi.
Napaka Pinoy.
Depend.
For such a foreign actor, like his campaign is so Pinoy.
So Pinoy. Lobsky says, itatawid kayo sa tamang daan. Iboto, Chico Garcia.
itatawid.
Magaling tumawid.
Or tamang daan nga ba?
Tamang daan yan. J. Ryan says, for Wesley Snipes, vote Wesley. Teka, may, ano
vote Wesley.
Puro ano yan, puro, it's a series. For Madmat Mark, for Ron Weasley, vote Weasley. And then, from I Am Nutty Boy.
Hello, Rachel Weisz.
Yun nga, vote Weisley.
Rachel, vote Weisley.
Or Weisz ganda. Weisley.
Ah, pwede rin. Ah, right.
For Adonis Mabangis, Kiko Matsing, I Am The Key, Kiko Matsing. Yeah. And Chenong says, for Chris Chu.
Chu again?
Hindi, parang chuchu pa rin ko ang mga pangarap nyo.
Ano, ano, ano?
Parang chuchu pa rin ko, parang tiyu-tiyu pa rin ko ang mga pangarap ninyo.
Oh my God!
Diba, matiyu-tiyupad ang inyong mga pangarap. It's a play on Chris.
Alam mo, matiyu-tiyu-spend ka.
I know. Tsaka ano yung to spend?
To spend.
No, to spend ka.
Or diba, paano parang if he's running for re-election?
Oh, paano?
Kasi na meron na siya, nanalo na siya, diba? So, Chu.
Pa rin.
Pa rin.
Yeah, Chris Chu.
No, parang Chris Chu.
Pa rin kami.
Pa rin tayo.
Pa rin during the snap elections, you know, of 1986. Diba, Marcos pa rin.
Marcos pa rin.
Parang
right.
Chris Chu.
Oh, tama. Kung si Chris Chu yun.
Pa rin ako. Oh. Kasi parang it's like a, it's a, it's a parang speaking for the people.
Hey, let me put a stop to this. Did you know that hindi pwedeng gamitin ang Gangnam Style sa campaign jingle?
Why?
Unless may pahintulot sa official na distributor nito sa bansa. This is a...
Yeah, kasi it's too catchy. And then everybody's just gonna use
no,
it.
No, and royalties.
And you really
You really can't.
Yeah. Even naman the other songs.
Other songs.
Even the other
that's why they come up with their own.
Because I think it's the one that's that will be most used.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, remember, see, Fleetwood Mac got very angry with the Bush administration because the members of Fleetwood Mac were big Democrats.
Uh-huh.
And then, remember their song, Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow, Don't Stop. It's a very good campaign song. And it was being used by the Republicans.
Without permission.
Without permission. And they were like, no, you cannot use our song because we're supporting your opponents.
Your opponents, yeah.
And you have to remove that ad. Yeah. And they did.
And just
because
imagine.
You really can.
And just imagine the
oh, sorry. Can I just say this?
Okay.
According to MCA Universal Music Group, who holds the rights to Gangnam Style, Psy, the Korean star who is the writer and performer of the song
of Gangnam,
is the one who said they cannot be used.
Yeah, because
it cannot be used.
Because they're political. Everything.
No, plus he's very political.
Yes.
Psy. Yeah.
Remember the thing that got him into trouble with the U.S.
Yeah.
And then Voldemortum says, for Lord Voldemort, sa ang ano niya, ang campaign slogan niya, Avada Kedavra, patayin ko kayong lahat.
Well,
he doesn't really care.
That was what made his reign, diba? Scary, because he could kill
scare
people.
Tactics. The James Harold says, for Aiko
Melendez,
Aiko sa'yo, Aiko sa kanya, gusto ko kay Aiko Melendez. And the top celeb campaign slogan comes from Avria Chocolat.
Avria Chocolat says,
kapag maraming baril, malaya ang mga mamamayan. Morgan Freeman.
Oh my God.
Kala mo no, napaka-militante talagang. Pag maraming baril, malaya ang mga mamamayan. Morgan Freeman. There. Ang galing.
Nakakapikon.
So the top 10 celeb campaign slogans, be creative, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag celeb campaign slogans with an S.
The morning rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
It's Chico,
it's Delamar,
and it's Gino
on the morning rush.
Part 2.
We'll be right back.
that, it's time for the news here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. Carrie Underwood says that stories that she and Taylor Swift hate each other are nothing more than rumors. Last week, Us Weekly reported that the two singers hate each other and should be, you know, and would be taking steps to avoid each other at all costs during this year's Grammys.
Ooh.
An insider told the magazine that the show's producers were instructed to keep the two stars separated and as far apart as possible since they hate each other. Now, a source close to Swift, 23, said Taylor feels Carrie is always rude to her, so she steers clear of her. But now Underwood, 29, has spoken out about the story in an interview with CBS's Gayle King, set to air on Wednesday at 7 a.m. on CBS's This Morning, where she says, no, not that I know of, at least, she says. Every magazine, newspaper, or gossip TV show, they can just get away with it by saying a source says, or a friend said, or an insider said. Carrie even says she's a fan of Taylor's music.
And you know what? It's like, at least public perception, Carrie's the nice girl.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Taylor has been known to be bitchy, so...
And mean.
So, sa, like, public perception, medyo talo si Taylor, because everybody... knows that that carries the sweetheart, yeah. America's sweetheart.
But it's possible she's also bitchy.
It's very possible. True. But notice how she goes, definitely not, at least not that I know of. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
very
I have no problem. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure if Taylor has a problem with me. I mean, when you say not that I know of, it means on my end, there's nothing. I don't know about her.
Mm-hmm.
So,
or maybe she's just being nice by saying that.
Yeah.
She could, because one, she could be nice by saying that I don't know if she has a problem with me. Or two, she genuinely means it. You know what I mean?
That's
sometimes
true.
Maybe the perception is, you know, if Taylor has a reputation of, you know, being mean to girls, then Carrie's statement would say, oh, well, to me, it's nothing. But maybe to her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nothing. Not that anything is happening, but maybe Taylor has a reputation where she's fighting with people.
And remember, Carrie has felt this before, because when she was new in the country, you know, people were looking down on her because she was like, ugh, you're from American Idol, how can you be
you're
a country star?
Right.
And when she won like the top prize for country singers, people were like, what? How could she beat like Reba McEntire
and remember
Faith Hill? And
what Faith Hill looked like when she won. Like, what?
So she knows how it is to be like the new country star and people looking down on you. So
actually, when she was asked about the whole Taylor Swift, sabi niya naman, Carrie lang naman, Carrie.
Carrie Underwood.
You know, I just want to point out that American Idol has so much to be proud of, because at the Grammys, they were killing it.
Yeah.
With Carrie Underwood
and Kelly Clarkson.
And remember, last year, Jennifer Hudson sang the tribute for Whitney Houston, and no other singing competition show can boast of that.
True.
Right? Wow. Anyway, that is the news. The second one today here on the show. You got CD&G and our version of Ride Wednesday right here, right now on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
What's wrong, Chico Garcia? What's going on?
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Yes.
Parang constipated.
What is it?
Alright, while we figure out what's wrong with Chico, Kay Kubilia says, please say hi to my daughter, Isa. She's listening right now. Get well soon. Oh, get well soon.
Get well soon.
Also, hello to Dale. Dale Kim.
Hey, hi, Dale. Good morning, Dale.
Oh, while we're at it, let's also say hi to Jake.
Hello, Jake. Okay, here we go.
Actually, Dale says, good morning, Ate Del, Kuya Chico, and bro, Gino.
Nag-isip ka ba, no? Kung bro ba, or sis, or what?
So hello to you guys.
Hello. Okay, here we go. Let's just do this. The top 10, courtesy of Chenong and Rambalagtas, the top 10 celeb campaign slogans. Let's start off with LS Dominique for Cheese Escudero. Say cheers. Tapos yung tag
Gina's perceived rival.
Yeah.
In my head.
In his head.
Nagsiselo siya for a heart.
And she's just so gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Can we have her on the show?
Yeah, go. How do we do it, ba?
You're the one who worked with her in Party P.
It's not like I ever really talked to her.
But
it's
you're,
like,
I mean, you're you, closest
guys, you
to
even
her.
Know me.
You're so torpe.
No, but you're the
do
one
it.
Who...
Si Christine Reyes, pa.
Oo nga. Beautiful girls, huh?
Diba, I really can't talk to beautiful girls. Hi, Del. Biglang gano'n.
Pero dapat i-ano natin.
No, it really takes a long time for me to get comfortable enough to talk to beautiful girls. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Pero dapat i-balance natin yan. So, kunyari, if we have like Heart Evangelista, and then we have Christine Reyes.
May mga tipong, ano tayo, mga Daniel Matsunaga.
Yun, ganyan. Dapat i-balance out. Para naman for Del.
Mga,
for Del.
For Del. For Del. Obviously, we do this for you.
Tsaka,
ang gusto ko si Enrique Hill.
Yeah.
I really want him on the show.
Ako si Sheree Hill. Oh my gosh, just pagsasampal. Alam mo kahit sampalin niya ako, okay lang. Just
well,
to have her on the show.
You do know that she's with our team. Not your team.
Are they pwede rin si, ano? Ay, si Ann Curtis, we've had her already. And, okay, here we go. Let's start off with, next na pala. From Tope. For Kay Abad.
Mm-hmm.
If Kay Abad ran... It would be not a bad choice.
Galing.
Ang galing, ha?
Pwede yan, ha?
Ang galing. Uod says, vote for me. Ano to? Itong celeb na to, first time niyang tatakbo for office. Uod says, vote for me, the new kid on the Glock 9.
Pinili.
Paul Jeffrey says, handang buksan ang pinto ng pagbabago. Alam niyo ako sinong celeb.
Sam Pinto.
Hindi.
Okay.
Buksan ang pinto ng pagbabago. Ding dong. Ding dong. Siyempre bago mo buksan.
Pero ang hirap yan. Hindi. Bago mo translate into like
hello?
Paper.
Siyempre bago mo buksan yung pinto, kailangan malaman mo munang may tao.
Ding dong. So,
ding dong. Ding dong. Dantes.
Mariana.
Mariana, anak.
Jumajo.
Bumuwiti.
Diba?
Hey, let's say happy birthday. To Eno, it's his 17th birthday.
Yes, happy birthday!
Happy birthday,
Eno. And
also,
Eno Barrero.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
He's the one who got into UP, right?
I can't believe that he's 17.
Grabe. He's, well, congrats
para
to him.
Naalala ko lang binyag.
Oh, ayan.
Parang
which just goes
lang.
To show.
No, because he's
hinahanap. We were just talking about this earlier, about how...
But happy birthday
happy
to
happy
Eno.
Birthday.
And to Corix. It's Corix's birthday.
It's Corix's birthday.
I am Corix.
Oh.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You have to really say happy birthday to Eno because you're the Ninong, diba?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So happy birthday, Eno.
And congrats again for passing the UPCOT and everybody else, all the seniors who passed.
And I distinctly remember pa. First birthday or basta one of the very first few mali yung nakaprint sa balloons the spelling so it was wala lang I just remember that
so happy birthday to you
they put two N's dapat kasi one N lang and the balloons or the cake put two N's so happy birthday to you
on a side note Avria Chocolatos is saying pwede bang si Angel Locsin or si Paolo Avellino on your show
of anytime
no
Anytime.
As in,
anytime. Anto says, for Rosanna Roses, you know kung ano yung, actually, hindi lang to slogan eh. It's a whole, ano pa, Roses are red, violets are blue, elect me, why won't you?
Nag-rhyme.
Tsaka talaga, Roses are red.
Roses are red.
Rosanna Roses, pwede rin Susan Roses.
Or pwede rin kung nag-ano sila, di ba? Di ba may mga tandem partners? So say that again.
Roses are red, violets are blue, elect me, why don't you?
And Chris Chu.
And Chris Chu! Elect me. Yun yung ano niya,
or
vice
Kim.
President
and
niya.
Chris Chu. Or si Kim Chu. Pwede rin.
Kiko Monster says, Pepe Smith, rockstar, ang Pepe ng bayan.
Kasi parang he is for the people.
For president? Siyempre, siya ang Pepe ng bayan. And also, Tope says, sino ang perfect para sa party list? Edi the Boyoyong Clowns.
Party. Oh my God.
The party list.
Where are they?
They're there.
Boyoyong.
Do they still perform?
Sa Boyoyong headquarters.
may HQ sila eh.
Sa Boyoyong HQ.
Boyoyong headquarters.
Yeah, nandun sila. Nandun lang sila. Ay. Pero ano, yun. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 celeb campaign slogans comes from Neil Yamato.
Neil says,
Dick Gordon, may Gordon ka na, may public servant ka pa.
Parang ano lang yan ah. Ano yung store dati? No. Mona.
Yes.
Mona.
I forgot the name pero tama.
Mona Key?
May Mona ka na, may Danik ka pa.
Ano ka pa?
So ito, ganun din.
May Dick Gordon. Mona ka na.
May Gordon ka na, may public servant ka pa.
I remember when we had him on the show. Do you remember,
yeah,
Chico? We had him on
of
the
course.
Show.
Of course.
You did?
Yeah.
Yes.
We did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, there you go.
The maybe we can get, ano, Cheese to come on over.
He wouldn't bring her if he knows that you have an HD.
Mamaya magsuntukan
HD.
Pa kayo.
Hello, para namang mic
ipag no, I don't ako. Think he will. He has heart already.
Exactly.
He has heart's heart.
Oo. And he's just gonna gloat. Parang, oh, no. Diba? Kasi parang, like, let's just say we're both vying for the same girl.
Yeah.
Guy na lang. Parang realistic. Tapos kunwari, si ano? Sino ba? May nga ng pogi.
Ako, Paolo Avellino.
Kunwari si Paolo Avellino. Sige, sabihin na natin. Tapos kunwari, pareho tayong ano, parang dinadamus natin si Paolo Avellino. Tapos napunta siya sa'yo.
Oh.
Tapos nakita tayo. Obviously, you're not gonna fight with me anymore because you're just gonna be like, oh.
Sabi ko, nye.
Nasaan na siya. I'm just, wala, small fish. Para gano'n na lang.
Small fry.
Diba? Okay, so if you want to join us for the top 10 celeb campaign slogans, with an S, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Include our two hashtags, hashtag the morning rush and hashtag celeb campaign slogans. Let's just thank everyone again for making both the morning rush and celeb campaign slogans trend in the Philippines.
Thank you.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. All right. Let's do the top 10 for today. The top 10 celeb campaign slogans. Thank you very much to Chenong and Rambalagtas for suggesting this. Let's start off with Toffee for Jojo Lastimosa. Basketball player. Jojo Lastimosa. Jojo
Lastimosa. Parang may mali eh, no? Parang may kulang.
Kulang ba?
Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? When I was in high school, I remember because he's the brother-in-law of one of my best friends in grade school.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you'd see him all the time?
When he was new. When he was really new in the league.
Yeah.
And I remember he picked us up and gave us a ride somewhere. Mm-hmm. And it was like, whoa.
It's
tall.
Right?
He is tall.
And Cristiano Reynaldo says, di ba you're familiar with Una? Una is an actual ticket, right? It's a ticket here in the Philippines.
A ticket?
I mean, a political ticket. It's a lineup.
Okay.
They're
right.
Called Una. Now, Dagul, are you familiar with Dagul?
Yes.
Dagul is on the opposite, the opposing ticket. And he is against them. He's against Una.
So
it says, no to Una. Una, no! Kalaban niya yun! Kalaban niya yung Una.
Una, so no to Una!
Una, no! Diba? Ako si Poklong says, kaunlaran ay e-epekto kung iboboto si Pekto. And,
buti na lang wala siyang chant, no?
Wala.
Walang chant si...
Pekto! Pekto!
Ganun lang.
Pekto! Ganun lang. Neil Oliva says, from Melanie Marquez, Miss International, I will put all criminal behind bar. Yeah. We should have her. Seriously.
I know.
I want her. Oh my gosh. The questions
well, you
we
want
will
her.
Ask. No, I want her on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine what we can ask her? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Meron pang isa na parang ganyan. Parang you know when they start speaking in English, you get scared. You know, diba?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pero sabi nila, she's actually very, very smart. And she turns it on,
she
supposedly.
It on. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
Si Melanie.
Melanie, really?
Mm-hmm.
Lobsky says, eto ha, this is Lobsky's entry.
Okay.
Not mine.
Okay.
Gala, it's very timely for like showbiz news. Lobsky says, the slogan will be reuse and recycle. For Maha.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Oh.
That is.
Ellis Dominique
the
says.
The management does not share the same.
I know.
Ellis Dominique says, gusto niyo ba ng thrill sa Senado? Iboto si Trillanes.
Nakakapikon.
That's not his name.
I know, right? Thrill. Mamili mo ka sa balota. Thrill.
Well, nowadays, you don't write the names, eh. You, diba? You
yeah.
put a check. Tama ba? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
and,
sure.
No. Neil Yamato says, if Katy Perry ran for office here in the Philippines,
mm-hmm.
okay ka, Perry ko. Diba? And that guy marked X, maliit man, papasok din. Si Dick Gordon. Kasi di ba parang yung si, remember si Flavier? Diba? Uh-huh. He made a shtick of being small, uh-huh. but very small. So
where
maliit
is,
man,
where is?
Flavier, no?
Yeah, former senator.
Juan Flavier.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know. He was. I really like.
Where
him.
Is he now?
See, Just Do It. He started yeah. that. The Just Do It.
And also the condom thing. He got a lot of flack
yeah.
for it.
Yeah. Ilad Villanueva says, for Kuya Dick Paulate, di dick-dickin ko ang mga corrupt sa Senado.
Mm.
Diba? Kuya Dick. And Mash Plutonium says, the comedian, Pooh. Sa kanya, kikinang ang buhay niya. Sa kanya, ha? Diba? Sa kanya, kikinang ang buhay. Parang,
Kay Pooh!
Kay Pooh!
Sa kanya,
Kay Pooh, magsha-shine.
Like a, shine bright like a diamond.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Diba?
So, Kay Pooh,
shine bright like a diamond.
Yes. Kikinang ang ano? Ang kinabukasan ninyo?
Ang kinabukasan. Parang it will shine bright. It will sparkle. Dever Amazing says, kung si Boy pick up,
Ogi.
Yeah.
Kung tatakbo siya, sasabihin niya, tatakbo ka ba? Sana hindi ka... Ano daw?
Nalilito na si Chico.
Sana hindi ka tatakbo against me.
Bakit?
Kasi panalo ka eh.
Kasi he picks up.
So I hope you're not running against me kasi panalo ka eh. Nox. And,
you know, we should have Regine.
I know.
They say she's really, really funny.
I know, she's crazy.
Yeah.
And the top celeb campaign slogans comes from.
Okay, while you do that, Dr. Delectable was just saying that Senator Flavier is retired. He opted out of the limelight after his Senate stint.
Yeah, but I wonder what he's doing now. Is he doing like, you know?
I'm sure he's still active in a way. Maybe not in an official.
Yeah. In an official capacity.
Yeah, but I'm sure, like a consultant for health.
Because before he became,
maybe he's just chilling.
The secretary for the DOH. Remember, he was part of those medical teams that go to the provinces.
Like medical missions.
Yeah, he was really.
I'm sure he's still active.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you're retired, you can still be like active in those.
He was
like,
such a charismatic
missions.
Leader,
very much.
Right?
And the top celeb campaign slogan comes from Camilo.
Camila says,
pagdating sa bilangan, hindi malalamangan. The count.
The count.
The count.
Sa Sesame Street.
One!
Di ba? Siyempre siya magbibilang ng mga
pero ang tagal.
Three!
Ilang millions siya?
7,047,000.
Ihintay mo pa yung...
So, kailangan may kulog.
So, from big production, yung pag-ano.
3 years after, I won!
Tapos na yung term niya.
So the top 10 celeb campaign slogans. If you want to join us, Key and RX, space your entries and send them to 2299. Or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag celeb campaign slogans.
Hey, a quick hello to Julius Christopher Murto. Thank you for tuning in and good morning.
Good morning.
The Morning Rush. Chico.
It's Chico.
Delamar.
It's Delamar.
And it's Chino.
On The Morning Rush, part 3.
Good morning, guys. It's time for the news again here on The Morning Rush. This will be a quick one. Kobe Bryant may have spent as much time defending on Twitter as he did on the basketball court recently. After a user called another gay, Kobe replied, quote, just letting you know, at PaxMove, at Pookie09.
What?
That's the handle.
What's the Twitter name?
At Pookie09.
So Pookie.
That using you're gay as a way to put someone down ain't okay. Hashtag not cool. Delete that out your vocab. It was then pointed out that Kobe once called an NBA ref a derogatory word a few years ago during a game. He responded, exactly. That wasn't cool and was ignorant on my part. I own it and learn from it and expect the same from others. Unquote. However, that wasn't the end of Kobe's trials on Twitter. After a few weeks ago, he was forced to defend his wife Vanessa. The two almost got a divorce and rumors were swirling that she could get as much as $100 million in a settlement. Quoting the tweet, morning coffee with my wife at LadyVB24. Vanilla latte for me, passion tea for her. Kobe innocently posted one morning, and then a fan replied, quote, but, hashtag, she wasn't with you shooting in the gym. The tweet is in reference to a Drake song blasting Vanessa for seeking the huge sum in alimony. Kobe shot back, quote, no, she wasn't. She was busy raising our kids.
He's so, like, zen.
I know.
He's so calm. Usually, di ba,
he's so calm.
Di ba, ganyan, parang you also say something mean to them.
Yeah.
Siya parang it's always so...
Wala, you can count on Kobe.
And I love how he put it. Like, hey, you use that word too. And it's like, yeah, but I learned from it.
Yeah, I own it and I learned from
that's
it.
That's what I like about it. It's like, exactly. That's why I'm in the perfect position to
tell you
to
not
out
to
of
use
your
it, yeah.
vocab. Because it's not cool. I learned it. You should too.
Yeah. Well, there's so a lot smooth. Of Kobe haters out there.
What? But there's also a lot of real Kobe fans.
Yeah. I think there are more Kobe fans
of course.
Than there are haters. Yeah. But like in our home, there's a lot of Kobe haters.
Actually, yes. I know this for a fact.
Yeah, you know this for a fact. But, you know, it's nice that he can keep his cool about it.
Nice. It's really nice.
Count on Kobe. That's just how it is.
Count on Kobe. That's the news this hour here on The Morning Rush. It's Riot Wednesday.
What? We actually did sports news.
Oh, my God. Do you feel manly?
I feel so manly all of a sudden.
I'm growing.
Wait.
I'm growing a pair right now.
What do you call this house?
What?
Bahay Kobe.
Bahay
Kobe.
That's the news.
And what's his favorite type of food?
Sige, Kobe beef.
Oh.
parang too near.
What's his favorite type of Mediterranean food?
Kobe de.
Kobe de.
That's the news here on The Morning Rush. We're doing Riot Wednesday. What is your jam today? Best of the 80s, 90s, all the way to the mid-2000s. What?
What's his favorite merienda?
Ay, nako, what?
Kobe roti. Kobe bun.
Are we okay? Are we done? Pero nag-isip pa si Chico.
Diba? That's the ano eh. No, parang even if you know it's bad, you come up with something just to retaliate.
Sige na, wag na.
Oh, what?
Malala.
What?
Bad,
say it.
Bad. No, no,
say
no, no.
it.
No.
That's all for now here on The Morning Rush. You're tuned in to Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Nothing.
He has something.
No, I don't want to be Delamar.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Chenong and Rambalagdas, the top 10 celeb campaign slogans. Let's start off with Let's see here. Okay, yan, huh?
Ah, mukha nga.
Jim Kirk, if John Lloyd ran for office, huwag kayo magpapaloko sa mga corrupt na opisyal. Ingat.
Yun lang, tapos yung photo niya lang. Actually, just with the photo, you already associate it with ingat eh.
Diba?
Diba when you see him doing that sort of salute?
Salute.
Yeah.
And also, mashed plutonium and Snorlax, if Rick Astley were to run for office, the slogan will be, never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
Did you see that that meme of Rick Astley? Things Rick Astley will never do, give you up, let you down, turn around,
and desert you,
make you cry, say goodbye. It's so cool. It's like a checklist.
Right.
Oh, that's nice.
It's so nice.
All the things you look for in a guy.
Because it's never going to give you up, never going to let you down, never going to turn around and hurt you. Never going to make you cry. Never going to say goodbye. Never going to tell a lie and desert you. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna turn around and hurt you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna turn around and desert you.
Wow.
Diba? And
he just wants to tell you how he's feeling because he'll make you understand.
Big promises.
Butter Baby says, for Kim Chu, Chu can trust me.
Chu can trust me.
It's actually nice.
Oh.
And
pero parang siyang Chicano.
You can trust me.
Mashed plutonium
says... Paano kung sinabi niya, yupa?
Ikaw.
Yupa.
I don't know.
Parang yupa.
Asan ang kimchi doon?
Malakas ka sa akin eh.
Oh, asan ang kimchi?
Ikaw pa. Wala. Yun lang. That's how she would say it.
Umiilag.
Tumatawid. Actually, hindi ito tawid eh. Yung parang pusa. Yung halfway biglang bumalik.
biglang umatas.
Pero dun sila nasasagasaan eh.
Yeah, and they
when
really...
they do that. Last minute.
Cats really cross when they see the light.
Yeah. And it's weird because they've almost made it. Tapos biglang pagdating ng car, they suddenly go back. That's where they get hit. Mash Plutonium says...
Indecisiveness kills.
For Kula Desma. Kay Ku, palaging busog ang pamilya mo. Palaging busog. Palaging.
Di ba parating?
Huh?
Pwede rin palagi. Palagi, parate. Di ba? Palaging busog ang pamilya mo.
Grabe, no? Grabe talaga to.
Ang alin?
Ikaw.
Ay, bakit?
Galing mo eh.
Ay, bakit?
What?
Nah, wala. You're so skilled.
At what?
You are
dodging
such a
bullets.
Skillful DJ.
Tell me. At
you
what?
Are such
at
a
what?
Skillful jock. You're so cool as a jock.
Also, let's see here. From Chenong. Hindi mamaya na yan. Vinci Boy from The Joker. Mm-hmm. Ang kanyang campaign slogan, sa akin ang huling halakhang.
Kasi Joker. Nakakainis.
Jai Ho Pamiho says, Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Kapag natalo ako sa eleksyon, gagawan ko kayo ng kanta.
Hey, let's say hello to Joel.
Hi, Joel. Good morning. OMGN says, Gotye.
Hmm. Okay. Who won Song of the Year?
Song of the Year.
For
somebody that I used to know.
I hope he's not a one-hit wonder.
But he was so...
So far, it's just one hit.
I know.
But he was so taken aback. And also Kimbra, because it was Prince who handed them...
He's back to just being Prince.
He's back to Prince.
When he came out, he's a really cool guy. He had like a hoodie on, shades, and a cane.
Oh, yeah.
Gautier had a cane?
No, Prince. When he came out to present.
I'm so confused.
To present. And then when...
Okay, now that's not so surprising.
Gautier and Kimbra won, they were more in awe that Prince was handing them the award.
Exactly.
More than,
I mean,
you know,
who wouldn't?
Winning.
You know what I don't get? You know how Prince is so lakas with the chicks?
Yeah.
Sheena
Easton,
I agree.
Apollonia.
Like, he really, like, exudes sexuality, apparently. But, like...
I don't get it.
Do you get it? Are you turned on by Prince?
Prince?
Huh?
No, actually, alam mo, he's coming out with a new show, ha?
Ay, nako. Ano?
It's a cooking show.
Oh.
It's parang the joys of fried food. Prince fries.
Ayun na. Ayun na.
Yun yung title ng show. It's a cooking show. Prince Fries.
Pero meron na siyang existing show.
Ayun
eh.
Na eh. Oh, gumaganti kasi.
Meron siyang existing show. Ano? Barista siya.
Oh.
Coffee Prince.
You don't know this?
I know this. Hindi, meron din siya eh. Yung,
ito na. Ito na naman. Ayaw talaga.
Meron siyang ano, meron siyang five other friends.
Oh, what?
Tapos nasa ano sila, nasa, they hang out in a coffee, in a cafe.
Central Perk.
Central Perk.
Prince.
Prince. Diba? Diba? Prince. Alam, andito mga prince ko eh. Dito kami nag-hang out. Okay, so anyway, OMGN says, for Gotye, I got you back. Diba? Sa parang sagot ko kayo. Neil Yamato says, I won't tell you kung sino yung celeb ha.
Mm-hmm.
Pero yung ano niya, yung campaign slogan niya, if you want to live, vote for me. You know who.
Arnold Schwarzenegger? Vote for me if you want
Voldemort.
To live.
Si Voldemort.
Ah, okay.
Diba? Si You Know Who.
Ah.
You Know Who. Because the he who cannot be named.
No, kasi I was thinking, ano eh, diba? Come with me if you want to live.
Ah.
Right? So, okay. Parang, vote for me if you want to live.
Oh, Ehem
and
Fahard.
People did vote for him.
Oh, si Ehem Fahard says, si Solen, tatakbo.
Okay.
What's up, Yusuf?
I can't imagine her
saying that.
What's up, Yusuf?
Hey, we haven't had her on the show.
I know. What is wrong? What is wrong with us?
What about hello, kabarkadas?
Diba?
Yeah. Oh, right. Diba? Right.
And the top, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 celeb campaign slogans comes from Chenong.
Chenong says,
Jano Gibbs, diba? Hinihingi niya yung votes niyo. So pag nakuha niya yung votes niyo, he will return it. Mm-hmm. So, if Jano receives, Jano gives. If he receives your votes, he will gives you his service. Diba?
Grammatically, he will gives you.
He will gives
his.
You.
I will gonna gives you.
Kasi baka magkamali eh. Baka malang Jano give yung ilagay nila. So, if Jano receives, Jano gives.
Oh my God, sorry. Can I just... Si Jem La Fortesa,
yeah.
The Axeman,
yeah.
Goes, si Prince may clothing brand din.
Ano?
Planes and Prince.
Eh, pwede.
Pwede.
Planes and Prince.
Diba?
Ay, nako.
So, if you want to join us for the top 10 celeb campaign slogans, all you have to do is key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include our two hashtags, and thank you for making celeb campaign slogans still trend in the Philippines.
Thank you.
Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag celeb campaign slogans.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
Hey, can I just greet Dana and Stacy? It's their birthday. They're also twins. So happy, happy birthday. That's coming from Camilexi. The Plump Pinay, that's their website.
Nice.
So cool. Happy, happy birthday.
And happy birthday.
And what a coincidence that they have the same birthday. Okay, wala lang. Alright, and
depends on who do you want to throw coffee at.
Sama. Ang violent.
Ano yung hindi naman mainit na, yung lukewarm.
Yung maligamgam?
Oo, maligamgam.
Okay, fine.
Is what it's
called. Pour it na lang.
Oh, sige, par gentle.
Uh-oh.
Pero baka medyo ano eh, sensual.
Medyo, medyo
parang
erotic
medyo
sensual,
eh. Parang,
nagiging erotic yung pagbuhos ng kape.
Tapos merong pyong.
Diba? Very ano.
What is up with the electric guitar, no? It's so ano.
It's so sexy.
No, parang wow.
Oh, actually.
Oh, diba?
And the ukulele isn't.
But you know naman what an instrument that elicits a different reaction? The clarinet. It makes me so sad.
Oh well, yeah, especially
it, it's
yeah.
So, no, it's
which
so
one's
near,
the clarinet?
Because I'm playing this this Hello Kitty app.
Ay,
nako.
You know, aside from the My Little Pony.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
I've been keeping it in for so long.
Ano mo talagang sub-zero na yung match points mo eh. Wala na talaga. You're a goner.
I didn't want to tell anyone.
Well,
Well, you everyone
did.
Knows now.
Because the first part, a flute plays.
Okay.
And it's like, it's okay.
Which, what's a clarinet again? What's the sound of a clarinet?
You know, in classical pieces, it really is.
Okay, wait. First yung flute eh. Okay lang tong
wow.
part na to.
Hello Kitty wow. app. It's oh my gosh.
Hello Kitty so app. Telling.
Will you stop it? Tapos wait, you need to wait for... Okay, now, flute, diba? It's
yeah.
happy, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
It's happy. And then...
The Pied Piper.
Listen when the clarinet replaces it. Ayan na. Papasok mo siya. My tears will fall na. It's so sad. Parang somebody just left me. No, diba? Tapos kahit even if... Hello
wait,
Kitty...
Wait, where's the clarinet? That's it?
Yan yung... Ta-ra,
that's supposed to make me sad?
That's not sad, so sad. In classical music, when they have that, what do you
but
call
it
that?
Makes
an interlude.
Me sad.
You know,
they're
no.
always sad.
Tapos,
I know there's nothing.
Tapos
know,
even if
you know what
no
my
difference.
Mom said the first time she saw him.
He's really sad and.
No, he. She said he has sad eyes.
Laki kasi. Kitang kita agad.
Wala nalaman yun.
Laki kasi kitang kita agad.
Oh no! And then my chocolate tree wilted na. Anyway.
So your chocolate tree has already wilted.
Yeah, I planted.
Is this a code for something?
No,
are you trying to tell us something,
Chico? I planted chocolate trees
your
and
chocolate,
they wilted.
Because my chocolate tree is just fine.
Sobra kayo. I'm judgmental.
It comes with age talaga.
Yung chocolate tree talaga nag
it comes
with
age, so don't feel
no.
bad. I love it. Remember
you have to harvest it again.
Remember in Friends when Rachel and Ross fought?
Yeah.
And then she goes... And contrary to what people think, yes, it does. Size does matter, and it doesn't happen to everybody.
No, but you know
oh,
what?
No.
Going back to the whole sound thing,
yeah.
You know what's sad? You know, Chuck Mangione.
Mangione.
The feel so good. I really feel sad when I hear that song. It's called "Feel So Good," right? But it's like parang it's happy but sad. Parang
it's happy.
No, you know what
you
I associate with it.
You can't argue with him because it's his feelings.
Okay,
parang the same thing when he said, "That's not sad. The clarinet is."
Because yung Chuck Mangione makes me want to wear velvet underwear.
Okay.
And do what?
No, because okay, what I associate with it is like. I have like para kunwari, I have like a really really good friend. Like he's a best friend. Like, and we've had amazing times together.
And then he gets eaten by a great white shark.
Well, not exactly. Parang he was just gonna go to like some far off place.
Okay.
And I wouldn't see him anymore. Pero parang ganun. Gets. No, I mean, okay, wait.
Ito ba yung ex mo? Oh, tinan mo parang you're like in a beach.
This is not it.
With some piña colada.
That's not it.
That's the one.
I think of wearing like a wide brimmed hat.
Yeah.
Glasses.
Tapos
my piña colada.
Tapos katabi ko si Joan Collins.
Alam mo, yung mga giveaway mo. Yung mga giveaway mo.
Di ba? It's kind of dramatic eh.
It's happy. Yung pinadinig ko, that's sad. That
no,
Hello Kitty thing is messing me up.
It's from Hello Kitty. How sad could it be?
Hello Kitty is evil.
Kasi parang wala siyang bibig.
What is Hello Kitty? Is he...
Kitty!
Hello! Ano ba si Hello Kitty, ha?
Hello Kitty!
Sorry na!
Na-imagine ko kasi My Melody pa, hindi mo alam. Pero si Hello Kitty.
Rabbit.
Hello Kitty.
Si Kero Keropi, is he... Is,
a frog.
A frog.
No, I mean, is it he or a she?
A he.
Okay.
Diba?
So pag Kitty ba, automatically girl yun?
No.
Hindi, diba meron
Kitty
pag
is a baby cat.
Hindi, tsaka
oh, yun naman pala eh. That's no. what I was gonna ask kasi if Hello Kitty was a guy or a girl.
No,
but
it's...
you already shot me down.
Hello Kitty is a girl. Hello, they came out with a guy. What's the name of the kitty love team?
Hello.
Hello, Pusa. Richard.
Hello, Hello Pusa.
Hello, Richard.
Hindi. Ay, nako.
Yeah, Hello Kitty is a girl. A girl with no mouth.
What's the use? What? Di siya makakakain.
Yeah, tsaka di siya makakamiyaw. Ang miyaw niya.
This conversation has gone to hell.
Wait, so I was thinking of what makes me
Dear
sad.
Dear Daniel, though.
Dear Daniel.
Dear Daniel.
That's the one.
Hello Kitty and Dear Daniel, right?
Yeah. Tapos si My Mel...
My Melody is a
My
is
Little
a
Twin
rabbit.
Stars.
My Little Twin Stars.
Tsaka sino yung medyo judge? Yung naka, naka-cap na nakapanilid?
Ah, yeah, naka-side.
Who's
I don't
that?
Know. Kilala ko lang My Melody.
They're there na eh. They're in my park.
The Sanrio characters.
The Sanrio characters, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
There's so many people.
I said that would never reveal.
Oh my gosh. Let's just say hello to Shay.
Hello.
Shay is here all the way from Singapore. And Singapore Joe. Rushers. Oh my Inspired. Goodness.
What?
Oh my gosh. The
SG Rushers, oh, the SG Rushers are here.
Right.
Wow.
Hello. Okay, so here we go. Before we party.
My Melody?
No, My Melody is the parang rabbit.
Okay.
She's a rabbit.
Meron eh, parang I little twin her. Stars. Pero medyo kulot yung
Jedge.
Buhok. Tapos naka, what do you call that? Yung cap na butas?
Yeah. Visor.
Visor. Naka-visor sila na naka to the side.
Okay.
One is blue, one is pink, I think.
Well, we just killed our top 10.
Oh, anyway, okay, here we go, here we go. Dal-dal nyo kasi. Oh. Glad Jator says, if Coco Martin was going to run for office, Kaka Coco Cuckoo Martin. Pero let's not do the other vowels na. Tapos si, ganun din, si Stealth Hiroshi, Pok Wang for president.
Oh.
Pok Wang Wang. Pok Wang Wang. Di ba? Parang walang Wang Wang, walang cars na mag-
tapos, we want
Pok Wang. Mr. Simpol says, if Alice of Twilight were to run.
Mm. Alice Cullen?
I don't really care if you vote for me or not because I know I'm going to win.
That's true. Because you can see
wala
the future.
Na siyang mga slogan.
Do you even remember Anna Kendrick in the Twilight
She was one of the normal, like the muggle type people.
Yeah.
And,
the muggles of the Twilight world.
Targrod says, kahit sino sa mga Cruz, Cheryl, Tirso, Sunshine, hindi ako magiging corrupt. Cruz my heart.
Cruz my heart and hope to die.
Targrod says, Rufa May Quinto. Lahat, ang quinto sa lahat. Quinto senior citizen, quinto adults, quinto, like, mga teens. Pwede, kahit sino, di ba? Pwedeng pwede talaga.
Ay, grabe ka,
Spike
Chico.
Says,
if you don't understand why that's funny,
that's good.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Spike says, ang ating susi sa kaunlaran, Alicia Keys. And the end, and the top, and
entry.
The top entry for the top 10 celeb campaign slogans comes from Cristiano Ronaldo.
He says,
oh, sorry, from Chenong. Sorry.
Chenong says,
kung running mates?
Yeah,
is that what you call it?
Mates, yeah.
Running mates, sina Celine Dion at Jay Manalo. Hindi masyadong maganda. Kasi ang ano, kanilang battle
kasi
cry.
Dion Manalo. Dion Manalo.
Dion Manalo. Dion Manalo. Diba? It's not going to work eh. Kasi Dion Manalo.
Dion Manalo eh.
Dion Manalo.
Pwede.
Alright, so if you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include our two hashtags, #TheMorningRush and #CelebCampaignSlogans.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, part 4.
Del for the final news update here on the Morning Rush. Let's do it. Adult movie actor James Dean, that's with a double E in the Dean, has been asked to make an X-rated version of The Canyons, the mainstream film he starred in with Lindsay Lohan. Porn sensation Dean landed his first Hollywood job when he was cast alongside Lohan in the erotic thriller, but The Canyons was deemed a flop after it was denied screening slots at a number of film festivals last year. Dean now has a chance to make The Canyons a success after being approached to direct and star in a saucy reboot. In a letter to Dean, Vivid Entertainment boss Steve Hirsch writes, quote, "It would be a first in parodies, the actual star of a mainstream movie also starring in an X-rated version of that same movie. How cool is that?"
Pati ba si Lindsay Lohan?
No, I don't think so. According to TMZ.com, Hirsch also reveals he has gathered a list of hot women for Dean to consider for his leading lady.
Okay. Sana si Lindsay Lohan na rin. Para, ano, para it's the first parody of an actual film. You
well,
know,
as
just
the host
for
of
art's
the
sake.
Golden Globe said, we never plan to make porn.
Nobody ever plans to make porn.
Yeah.
Right. Well, there you go.
Well, that's the news. The final one today here on the show, but there's more news to come on LiveWire with Rico and Francesca. It starts at 10, only here on Monster Radio RX93.1.
The
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you very much to Chenong and Rambalagdas for suggesting this. We are looking for the top 10 celeb campaign slogans.
Okay.
All right. So let's start off with. Wait, I have to get to the bottom of this. Okay. Let's start off with. And the top. Wait.
Let's say hi to Luis.
Yeah, hi Luis.
Hi Luis.
I think your song is coming up, right?
Yeah, right after the break. And also, let's just say hello to a couple of people who are tuned in. Let's also say hello to. Where was that?
What? You're both stumped.
We're both stumped. Right?
Okay, well, I can go and...
Oh, no, here. I found it. Let's say hello to Aponi Melchor, who says hello to all the listeners over at BDO IT DevCore. Hello to you. Hello to Vida and to Tony, also tuned in. Austin Mahone. No, that's a... hello as well to Bell Texon, a very happy birthday. That's coming from Melski. Let's also say hello to...
Hello
CJ
to
Tam.
Hello to I am Corix. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
CJ Tam, who says hello to the colleagues at Langdon and Seiya in Makati. They're having their OJT. Hello as well to Mai and YMM. That's coming from Myonyak. Oh, it's kind of like Manyak, but not. Okay, yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we're good. Let's do the top 10 celeb campaign slogans. Let's start off with Custer Winston. If Pierce Brosnan ran for office, it would be his campaign slogan would be "Not I'm going not for third, not second, but Pierce Brosnan."
Pierce second, third,
and also Shenong says. Yael Yuzon.
Recent guest.
Yeah.
On Celebrity Grind.
His battle cry would be Mula Yuzon Hanggang Mindanao. Iboto nyo, Yael Yuzon.
Hey.
Paul Jeffrey says, Makakasiguro, doble-doble ang serbisyo. Bernardo. Kasi doble-doble.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Lila Boy says, I'm sure you know Juris, right? The singer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So Lila Boy says, singer na, reporter pa, vote, Juris Bigornia.
Mash up.
It's a mashup. Yeah, it's a mashup. Ano yan eh, nag-combine si Juris at
si Doris Bigornia.
So Juris
Bigornia.
Chenong says, John Mayer for Mayer.
I actually waited for that the whole
time. Diba? Parang you just knew
his name is already there.
Yeah. How could you not include that? Parang yung mga Vice ganda for Vice.
Mm.
Yeah. And John Vargas says, if Tutsi Guevara were to run for office.
I'm scared.
Her battle cry would be, we can.
Sabi
na. Parang si,
yes,
Barack
we can.
Obama,
parang ganun.
Yeah. Obama.
Obama.
You know, I'm American. No, see, we can.
Oh, and
Miss Guevara. We can. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 celeb campaign slogans comes from Cristiano Ronaldo.
He says,
two entries actually. First, for Alan Kay. Wag nyo kong kakalimutan sa parating na halalan, Kay. Sa darating na halalan, okay. And then one more, si Noah, the biblical character.
Okay.
Is this a celeb? Please vote for me.
Ay
nako.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's not a boat, please, it's an ark.
Yeah, it's a big boat. An ark is a big boat. So ay, please vote for me. Sa darating na flood, please vote
for me.
So the top 10 celeb campaign slogans, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag celeb campaign slogans.
Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the final top 10 for today.
Look what I found. It's my new iPad mini. Courtesy of SG Rush. No, it's not mine.
Okay, I was like, what? Really? How come you're the only one who has one?
No, they're just asking me to greet. Hello to Montage, to Hagrid, Dino, Poy David, Just G, Hyper Marvs, Marco Angara, Satin Pastel. Hello to Eileen, Tony, Ryan, Jupspotted, Jooms, Pochi, Rhea, Binatang Daddy, Nell Alone, Tago Fabic, Sunny, special mention to Dada Guapo, I wonder why. And all the SG Rushers back. I'm back. To SG Rushers back, I'm SG.
Huh?
What does that mean? What? Or I'm back.
I'm
from SG.
But I'm from SG.
From Power Forward Girls, Spike, Jay, Paula, Arid, Shay, Specialist Joe. Hello,
hey,
you guys.
Welcome back.
I have to give back the iPad
mini.
Oh, man.
And here I thought it was actually yours.
No, it's not.
All right, here we go. Thank you to Rambalektas and Chenong for the top 10 celeb campaign slogans. Thank you. We're still trending in the Philippines.
Thanks.
Let's start off with Godo Dancel. If Dagul were to run, Dagul is the guy. That's actually cute. And Gary P was saying, did you know that Dagul is actually a politician?
Oh, is he?
A barangay kagawad in Barangay San Jose, Montalban.
Wow.
Mm. Hey, we go there.
Good for him.
And also,
but I think they really, that's really what most celebrities do.
Yeah.
When you don't see them anymore, a lot of them, not a lot, but a handful,
yeah,
really go into politics.
Go into politics, yeah. Because they use the fame that they already
celebrity.
Have.
Celebrity. Yeah.
And also, from Mars Marrow, pag nanalo ako sa election, malalaman nyo ang secret ko.
Huh?
From Victoria.
Ay.
Nako. Agent Third says, pag ako ang nanalo, lahat ng hinain nyo, babasahin ko. Charo Santos. Wala siyang gagawin.
Wala siyang
gagawin. Hindi niya lulutasin. Babasahin lang niya.
Gagawin lang niya ng show.
Yes. Fishmark says, ituro nyo, pupuntahan ko. Dora the Explorer.
Yan lang, pupuntahan niya lang.
Pupuntahan lang niya.
Sabi na, wala na.
Jerv says, I will stand up for truth. Dick Gordon. Siyempre. Diba? Obviously you will.
Or I will stand by you.
I will stand firm.
Yeah.
In whatever it is that you guys believe in.
Stand firm on the promises I give you.
Exactly.
Jerko.
And we shall erect a giant monument in memory of the great things that we have accomplished together.
And Jerko Moko says, pag ako nanalo, dadalhin ko kayo sa aking palasyo. We all know who that is.
Yeah,
Regine Velasquez.
It's almost not okay to call her Regine.
Yeah, but you have
to say
Regine.
Regine Velasquez.
But now it's Velasquez Alcasi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Olodju says, Gising Pilipinas. Ganda, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Kuya Germs. Pero hindi ka naman pwedeng gumising kung hindi ka natulog.
Actually.
Diba?
So, diba wala nang tulugan. So, dapat di ka natulog in the first place.
Hindi ka gigisingin. Kasi you only gising from tulog eh.
Right.
Crypto Verbalist says, iboto si Poo. Yung the comedian. Mm. Diba? Mm. Iboto nyo siya. Tanggal lahat ng corrupt na opisyal. Yan ang kanyang battle cry. Tanggal
iboto si Poo!
Yeah. We will remove all the corrupt
officials.
Tanggal
lahat ng corruption.
Diba?
Kaya mabatanda, mabata. Para ganun.
Oh, basta tanggal talaga.
Even if they're older, yeah. Para ganun. Kaya matanda, kaya mabata.
Mabata? Walang, anong mabata?
Kaya matanda, kaya bata. Walang pinipili.
Kaya kay Poo.
Tayong lahat. And, the top celeb campaign slogans. I didn't realize that. Comes from Young Indie.
Ay, nako. Young Indie says,
pwedeng pwede. Si Pwede Aguilar.
Nice one. Pwedeng pwede.
Si Pwede Aguilar. Young India, nakakaasar yun. All right, so there you go. What about us?
I can't think of anything now.
Asikasikuya Germs.
Asikasikuya Germs.
Hindi ko tutulugan ang mga problema nyo. No. Eh, kasi di ba palagi siyang puyat?
Palagi siyang ano?
Oo nga.
It's always awake. What do they do in Walang Tulugan? Sorry, what's the name of the show?
Walang Tulugan.
Oh, Walang Tulugan. What do they do? It's a variety show.
Yeah. Mm-mm. They sing and dance. And
at night, no?
Actually, morning na yun.
Oh, early morning. Halimbawa kami mag-run, which you will never do.
Oh.
Never. Ikaw, make lang for us.
For us?
Oh, pero no, para kay Chico.
Ano?
Vote for me because wisdom comes with age.
Whatever. Sige, para kay Gino.
Gantihan mo kasi unfair yun eh.
Grabe to.
Gantihan mo. Cannot be na ganun lang. Ganun.
Sabi mo, vote. Aba, Gino.
Vote, aba, Gino.
Oh, meron ako para kay Del.
Oh, sige. Bye. Sige, gantihan mo.
You know you've made... Oh, ito. Del. You know you've made the white choice.
Yun!
Hindi ko matawa. Banned kayo lahat.
You know
you're
made
banned.
The white choice.
Or, dapat tatakbo siya sa mga ano, yung mga... Sa Mindanao.
Mm.
Yung lugar ng mga datu. Ganyan.
No.
Datu puti.
Are you done?
No.
We gotta go. Okay, we have to go.
All right, Live Wire is coming up next. Rico and Fran, goodbye.
Bye, enjoy guys. Ride Wednesday.
Enjoy.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.